Belinda and Penguin Random House present this unabridged recording of
The Pearl Thief, written by Fiona McIntosh, narrated by Katie Sobey. Prologue. Prague, August 1939. Petr Kasevich would not be going to safety. Instead, together with his sisters and parents, he would be taking his chances when the troubles arrived. And they would arrive. Of this, his father, Samuel, was convinced. Within months, winter not yet out, in a frozen March of 1939, Samuel and his countrymen had heard the intimidating sound of German boots marching on the cobbled streets of Prague. Their country was called a protectorate of Hitler's. Essentially, all Czechs were now servile to the Germans. Samuel had campaigned throughout spring and summer for his wife to allow their twins to leave on the hastily arranged Kinder transports. He broached the topic once more as she arrived with a tray in the garden room of their small city dwelling. As he tried to find the right words, he considered their situation. They'd already left the grand family home, preferring the relative security of being close to the other Jewish community in the city. The children could walk to school, though attending would likely be banned shortly. An educated guess by Samuel, a student of history, privately whispered that they would have to leave this house too and move in with a few other families. Quiet time would become a luxury. Food would be scarce and regulated. He sighed at the grim picture of their future he had in mind. He had to try harder for the children. The toasted nut smell of the alchemy of shattered coffee beans with hot water had wafted into the sitting room, and the fruity notes would dance in on the steam from the pot soon. His mouth salivated. The morning cup was his favourite, and he wondered when that small pleasure would have to end as well. Samuel tried not to let his maudlin thoughts overwhelm him. Instead, he watched his wife laying out the china for their coffee. His beloved petite Olga, with her normally ready smile, no longer dressed in fine clothes, no longer sang, danced, or listened to music. He could hardly blame her, though. There was no occasion for any celebration. He had loved her on sight when their parents had first been introduced to each other one Shabbat at a family friend's. As a 15-year-old, he'd looked across the table and seen the candlelight reflected, twinkling back at him from a 14-year-old's eyes that he compared to the colour of roasted almonds. His father had caught his gaze, and Samuel had lowered it for the blessing being recited, but his heart was already dissolving with desire to know the shy girl whose mother was admonishing her with a similar frown.